Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Pei Aleph. And we continue. We are on the bottom line of Pei Amud Beis. If you remember, we're in the sugyas that are discussing the Mishnah. The Mishnah, remember, had all the different permutations related to Osov Es Beno. Am I in the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Beis HaMikdash? Am I shechting a karban? Two karbanas, chulin, two chulins, one of each. And that was the whole discussion. So the Gemara asked yesterday, in the middle of Pei Amud Beis, why, if the Mishnah goes through, when you're chayav for Osov Es Beno, and when you're chayav for Shchutechutz, why doesn't the Mishnah also list off when you're chayav from a chuser zman? Because after all, Osov Es Beno, after the first karban is shech, after the first animal is shechted, the other animal is mechuser zman. Usually mechuser zman means before day 8, after the animal is born. But here's another example of mechuser zman, that you can't bring it until tomorrow. So why don't you violate and get malkas for mechuser zman? That's the Gemara's question. Just like you get, it's included in the pasuk of Lo Yeratzeh, why don't we say that is also inclusive of a case of Osov Es Beno? Thank you. So answer the Gemara that the Gemara was only interested in saying Osov Es Beno Yisurim. So the Gemara says, really? Is that true? Shchut Echutz is listed. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. The Gemara was only interested in listing off other Yisurim when there were no Yisurim of Osov Es Beno. But if Osov Es Beno exists, the Gemara was not interested in listing off the other Yisurim. Okay, that was answer number one. Tosfos, though, and the other Rishonim asked, if you remember, Tosfos said, what's the Hava Mita of the Gemara? Right? Why don't you say it's a Lavsha Beklalos? It's a general lav, and therefore, we know that any lav, based on last week's parsha, any lav that is not similar to the lav of chasima, to the lav of muzzling, you're not going to get malchus for. And that's what we don't get malchus for, at least according to some opinions, a lav she'ein bo maisa, because it's not dumi to the lav of muzzling. That's why you don't get malchus for a lav hanitak la'asei, a lav that can be fixed by an asei. That's why you might not get malchus for a lav she'nitan la'asharas misas bezdin, a lav that you can be chayav misa for, but instead I inappropriately gave warning for malchus. Somebody's about to be Michal Shabbos, and I say, oh, if you do this, you're going to get Malkus. You're going to get Misa. The answer is, what's the halacha in that case? You can't give Misa because you didn't give Asura for Misa. But we pass, the Manda Amar, most Tano and Paskin, you can't even give Malkus in that case. Because it's an act. It's Machai of you Misa, so even if you give Asura for Malkus. So also on that list is Lav Shebeklalos. A Lav Shebeklalos is Ain Lokan a love. Why? Because it is not similar to the love of Chasima. Love of Chasima includes one thing, muzzling your animal. Okay, physically muzzling or verbally muzzling, but either way, it's one love. Mashenkin Lav Shebeklalos includes many different Isurim, right? The example always given is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Samakim. All that is, Lo Sochlu Al Hadam. Do not eat the blood. So what does that mean? It means don't eat blood, but it also means that Bezdin has to fast on the day they put somebody to death. It also means you're not supposed to eat before davening, the Gemara in Brachas, and it also means, Lo Sochlu Adam talks about, I forgot the other Isurim in Sanhedrin, I didn't bring it, but that is, that's the Gemara's example of a Lav Shebeklalos. So ask Tosfos here, why isn't this a Lav Shebeklalos? So the Gemara shouldn't even have a Havamina that you're going to get Malkus. Tosfos does not answer the question. If you look in the Ramban says, oh, maybe this is according to the Mandamar that you get Malkus for a Lav Shebeklalos. Okay, so according to that, there's no fundamental machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban here. They both hold that it is a Lav Shebeklalos. If you look in Maseches Makos and other places, I'll just mention this, Maseches Makos, there seems to be a fundamental distinction between Tosfos and the Ramban. How do you view a Lav Shebeklalos? Tosfos, the Gemara says in Makos, and Lav Yud Chesem and Aleph, Rava says, Zor she'ochal min ha'ola, lefnei zrika, chutz l'choma. Okay, somebody did a lot of avers all at once. A non-Kohen, a Zor, eats from a carbonola, that's already a problem, before zrika sadam, another problem, outside the walls, another problem. So many different averis here. So the Gemara says, "Lorb Shimon loke chamesh the chulu." Says the Gemara, "Vilulki nami mishum ubasar basode treifa lo sochelu." It's chutz lemechitza. So as we had many times in the previous parak, ben pakua, right? If it sticks its arm out before shchita, that's usher that arm. Why? Because it's treifa. It's chutz lemechitzaso. So the Gemara there says, why do you get malchus for basar basode treifa lo sochelu? Kivich yatsa basar chutz lemechitzaso nesar. So Gemara says, "Hanimili hecha debifnim chazi, hacha debifnim nami lo chazi." So you're not going to get it. Okay, the Gemara gives an answer, but the Tosfos there asks, "What's the Havamina? Lav Shebeklalos? It's Lav Shebeklalos." You can ask the question on the Rambam too. The Rambam says you get malchus there. Why? So the Tosas there is Vakasha Amaylo Amrinan Basar Basar Delav Shebaklalus. And he quotes the Gemara from later on in Maseches Chulin. Says Tosfos, and the Ramban there also asked the Kasha. So two different answers Tosfos and the Ramban give. Tosfos, first of all, there says, V'yesh lomar, delo chashvina lav shebeklalos ela kigod im tzli eish, shekol el na umevushal. V'chein kol shebekodesh pasol, di yotze v'tamei upsulan acherim, shehein shnei shemos. Tosfos says, what's a lav shebeklalos? If you have very different ideas included in one pasuk, and they're all very different ideas, it's a lav shebeklalos. Aval shehacha shekolel kol yotzei levad v'shem yotzei chadahi rak tahavik bekamedrachim lochashiv lelav shebeklalos. If you have the same shem iser, but it just comes in different forms, that's not a lav shebeklalos. That's one shem iser. So here's all yotzei. It looks different. One, you go outside the walls. One, it's outside the mother. That's two. Three, you have an animal, actually that's a trefa, somewhere out in the field that was ripped apart by another animal. So all of those are chutzl mechitzaso. Even though they look like three different averas, it's outside of the normal place where they're supposed to be, and therefore it's one shem iser, so that's not called a lav shebeklalos. A lav shebeklalos, a lav hakolel, a lav that includes many different items, that's a lav shebeklalos. Here, it's many items that really, at root, are the same iser. Right? One can say that David Tosa says the same thing, and then bring it in Sanhedrin. Tosa Sanhedrin, why isn't losase ko malacha on yantif? We know if I do malacha on yantif, I'm going to get malchus. Why? Many different malachas, right? A few malachas are mutter, but most of the malachas that are also on Shabbos are also on Yadiv. But instead of Misi, you're going to get malchus. Why is that a lav shebeklalos? So again, one could answer that no, those are all different forms of losasa kol malacha. It's not different shemos iser. So that is Tosfos' answer over there. That lav shebeklalos is only a lav that includes many different items. Masha'enkein, when it comes to Basar Basar the Trefa, losochelu is different forms of the same iser. The Ramban there in Makkos though gives a different answer. Says Veli Nira, he says, really the Gemara didn't really mean that it is a where is it? V'kashulit ha v'lav shebeklalos v'kivat the lav shebeklalos hu lo laki alei v'igal meimar kivan de lo ksivi asurei ela amar kol mi sheyatza chutz lo mechitza hareuyelo shehu basada lo sochelu kulu kechad isura dami. V'dami l'lav de losochlu kol nevela de losazak amalacha to lo havi lav shebeklalos. Says the Ramban, the Torah here didn't specify anything. A lav shebeklalos is when you have something that's pashapshat, and then you have everything else that is included on the deeper level of interpretation. That's a lav shebeklalos, where you should have one thing that should be included, and you include a lot of other things. But where you have a generally stated aveira, and you can't say one thing is more pashapshat than another, that's not a lav shebeklalos. That's a different answer, right? So he says, here, Basar Basada Trefa Lo Sochelu, he assumes that there's no reason to say, though you might argue on this, no reason to say that Chusla Mechitzaso is any less Pashapshat than the other items included. Like Lo Sochelu Konefei, Lo Sasa Komalacha. What? Choresh is more included than Soveya, than this? No, it's all similar. That's why it's not a Lav Shebeklalos. So, at root, I'm not going to talk about it anymore now, but interesting to know, what is the machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban about Lav Shebeklalos? And it comes up in a few places in Shas, that's just one of them. It comes up in Makkos over there, it comes up in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel, comes up in a few places. It doesn't come up here. Here they both agree that it is a Lav Shebeklalos. Tosfos does not give the answer. The Ramban says, you have to say, it's going like the other Manda Amar. Okay, we're up to the last line now. Says the Gemara, Reb Zeira Amar. A different answer. Again, what was the question? Why doesn't our Gemara also say that the Shochet is chayiv for not only Osov Espino, not only Shchutei Chutz, but also for Mechusar Zman? Why not? So the Gemara answers, which pasuk of Mechusar Zman? What's the pasuk? Lo Yeratzeh. This pasuk that was quoted before. Shur says, Rav Kalut, all the Balmum Psukim, Lo Yeratzeh. So any problematic animal is included in that pasuk. So Mechusar Zman is also a problematic animal. So why don't we say that you get Malkus? So Rav Zeira Amar, Hanach lo Mechusar Zman, da hakasuv nitko la'asei. Mechusar Zman is different because the pasuk was minatik it to an asei. What does that mean? So my time, let's just finish. The Omar Kra, Miyom Hashmini Vahala Yeratzeh. What does the Pasuk say? By B'chus Hizman. It says, by Osov Esbeno. It says, the Shara Osov Osov Esbeno, Osish Chatu B'yom Echad. And that's it, Miyom Hashmini Vahala Yeratzeh L'Karbani Shel Hashem. It's no good before day 8. After day 8 is wonderful, and you should bring a carbon. So what does the Gemara say? Miyom Hashmini in Me'ikaralo. So from day 8 is good, before that is no good. Lav Haba Mechlal Asay Asay. And a lav that flows from an asay is not an asay. Period. So what does this mean? We know there's a principle called lav hanita glasay. Lav hanita glasay, which is what? If I steal something, the way I fix it is if I give the money back. If I leave over a carbon and I don't eat it or burn it at the proper time, that's no sar, and the way I fix that is to burn it the next day. That's the usual concept of lav hanita glasay. Is the Gemara referring to lav hanita glasay here? Hakasav nitko laasay? So it sounds like from Rashi a little bit that yes, it's just a different type of lav hanita glasay. Usually lav hanita glasays are you have an avera, and the way you violate the avera, and if you want to fix the avera that you violated, you do the assay. That's normal lav hanita glasay. Here it's not that. Here the Torah is giving you two choices. The Torah is saying, if you do it here, it's an avera. If you do it here, it's a mitzvah. Wonderful. So is that a lav hanita glasay? So Rashi does not emphasize that it's somewhat different. Rashi does not emphasize that, and that's why Tosfos is very bothered. This is not a lav hanita glasay. Rashi on top says, "Demashma b'toch zmano below yeratzeh v'chulu el hanicha lachar zmano. Leave it to after v'yeratzeh. Dal karchach asay zeh lav meikar mashma. This asay is not something to do before you do the lav, like shiluach akan. It's not like shalech to shalach and then take the eggs, right?" That's not a lav hanita klaasei, Rashi contrasts, avokan a lav kodem laasei, shalav betok zmano vasei lachar zmano. So this is not like shiluach hakan over there, this is a real, the lav is first, and the asei is after. But that's only in time. That's not that in violation. Tosfos at the bottom of the previous Amud. Tosfos says, I don't see what Rashi's talking about. Rashi says, v'teima, delo dami la nosar v'gzela, dahasam achar sha'avar halav bo haasei l'sakein ma sha'avar. Aval ki hahida hacha lo matzinu. Tosva says, this is not a lav hanita glasay that we're used to. This is just a case where you have a choice. Do the lav, and hopefully don't do the lav, do the asay, which comes after the lav. But you're right, by a lav hanita glasay, what's the common denominator for Rashi? They're both cases where the avera comes first. But one case, you have to violate the avera in order to then do the mitzvah. Here, the Torah is saying the avera comes first, the first 7 days, but try not to do it. And only do the essay afterwards. But Rashi compares it on that level. Tosfos does, to be fair, Tosfos quotes, there is one other example, like Rashi says, and that is the Gemara in Yuma that talks about the Isser of Nevela. Don't eat Nevela, give it to a guy. But also there, Nevela we know is only Asr Ba'achila. It's Tameh, it's Asr Ba'achila, give it to a guy. L'gershev Sharecha Tetana Va'achala. So that's a similar case, like Rashi says. There's an Avera and then there is an essay. But Tosfos doesn't like that. Being called a lav hanita glasay. So either way, Tosfos argues. Tosfos says, what we're talking about here is not a lav hanita glasay. What we're talking about, what does it say here? To hakasav nitzko laasay, what that means is that the pasuk emphasizes that the root idea here is the asay. The lav really just flows from the asay. The main point of this mitzvah is bring it on day 8. And then there's a lav that flows. You know what? And therefore you better not bring it before that. But really, it's not a lav in the normal sense, and that's why you're not going to get malchus for it. Right? That's why you're not going to get malchus for this. You're going to get malchus for separately. You're going to get malchus for that. But the pasuk of lo yeratzeh, we're linking to the aseh here, and therefore there's not going to be a malchus. Second to last line in Tosfos, you see, v'nira lefarish, hanachlu b'chusr zman, ta'kasav nitko, milavi de lo yeratzeh, v'lo havi b'chlal sharp sulin, ta'havi b'lav de lo yeratzeh, ela nitko laseh, v'lesbe ela aseh de miyom hashmini v'yeratzeh. That's the Iker. Similar Tosfos says to a mitzora going out of the camp. Right, what does it say? He can't go in, badad yeshev, michus l'machaneh moshavo. So again there, you're going to say there's an Isser. Tosfos says that the Iker there is the badad yeshev, sitting out of the camp, and the essay is just to be mechazik. Where does this come up? We've mentioned this a number of times in the past. I don't remember the last time, but that is the Rishonim in Kiddushin. The Rishonim in Kiddushin mentioned a very similar idea. to a case of an aseh being the focus. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Daled says, has a whole list there of mitzvos that are not zman grama. And therefore, women are obligated as well. As the Gemara says, these are all not zman grama. The Gemara says, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and the mitzvah of Ma'akeh, and the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. All these wonderful mitzvahs that are not time-bound, and therefore women are obligated in it. Ask the Ramban, ask the Ritva, the Rishonim there, why does the Gemara have to give it these as examples that are not time-bound, therefore women are obligated? Even if these would be time-bound, women would be obligated, because all of these have losases with them. Women are obligated on losases. Hashavas Aveda, losuchal lehisalein. Ma'akeh, losasim damim bevesecha. All these are losases. Pumped all the ones, you could have thought of other ones that have no losases connected to them. There's obviously something deeper here. But Dafka, the Gemara gives these examples of ases that are not zman grama, that also have losases connected to them. So what do you have to give these examples? These are faulty examples. Because even if they would be zman grama, women would have to do them. Answers the Ramban, I'll quote to you from the Ritva, his grand Talmud, Tirates, Dibahani, Afalgav de Isbehu losase. Ein ha'ikar ela ba'asei shebohem. There it is. The ikar by Hashavas Aveda is return this lost item. Don't hide your face from it. Lo tuchal asalein. That's just to be mechazik the asei, meaning you better return it. But the focus isn't the los asei. V'lo asa los asei ela l'kiyume la'asei. To be makik siv, yasisa makik l'gagecha. Ubo haratzon ha'kavana. The ikar is build the fence. Don't delay in doing this. It's just an extra chizik. But the ikar is the asay, and therefore, fascinatingly, according to this Ritvan Ramban, if these would have been time-bound, women would have been peturos, even though there is a los asay connected to them. Because that los asay only flows from the asay. And since they're peturos from the asay, which would have been time-bound, so too they're pater from the whole mitzvah. That is the chiddush of the Ramban and the Ritva. But it's the same idea here, according to Tosfos. The asay is the ikar, and therefore there wouldn't have been malchus. Okay, period. There's one other ha'ara related to lava nitak laseh, once we're here. I'll mention it, so it's a fun marker to mention. The Stechemet Kos Achronim in, if you want to look it up, in Chela Gimel, page 301 in the Stechemet. Why isn't every avera a lava nitak laseh? Tetshuva. And Yonah Dioma, right? We're in the month of Elul. Every avera, you have to do tshuva for. So every avera should be a lava nitak laseh. Answers the Stechemet. This is one of those kashas that you know there's an answer for. So, why not? So, either, first the answer, lav nitak laseh means to a specific asay. A lav nitak to a specific asay. This is the lav klali for every aveira. So that doesn't apply. But the second answer is a beautiful charifus. The second answer is that what's the reason that we say lav nitak laseh is pater? Because it's not similar to lav tachasima. It's not like the lav of muzzling your animal. And that's why you're going to be pater. But one second. If you're going to tell me that every aveira is a lav nitak laseh, then even the lav of tachasima is a lav nitak laseh. And you're going to get malchus for that. That's the source of the Torah. So then memela, you would never have that patur, because every aveira would be, every lav nitak laseh would be similar to lav dechasima, and therefore you would get malchus for it. So therefore it's not going to be a patur. Okay, then he calls it to be Yehuda. Maybe tshuva is only used by Bezer Shomala, not by Bezer Shomata. Not for now, but either way, that's the final source related to that. Okay, so Tosfos, the Gemara says that you're not going to get malchus because it is a lav shenitko laseh. Machlokas Rashi tells us what that means. So we continue. You need the pasuk for that. One second. Don't use the psukim for Rebbe Apturiki. The Rebbe Apturiki Rami. Rebbe Apturiki has the following contradiction. For 7 days the animal should be with its mother. Halayla chazi. Mashma the following night. Lel shmini. Then the animal is fit. Viksiv, miyoma shmini vahala yeiratze, from day 8, miyoma shmini vahala in lailalo. So what do you do with the psukim? There's a stira in the mashma'us of the psukim, about night, leil ches, haketzad, so how do you put them together? Laila likdusha, so it must be the night of the 8th, you can't be makdish the animal, sanctity kicks in, yom lahartza, but you can only bring it for a karbon the next day? Question mark. So don't we use these psukim of miyom hashmini for something else? So how could you use it for here, for the aseit that's menatik the lav? So Gemara said, no, ksiv karachrina. Okay, there's another pasuk that you can use for the aseit. Kein tase l'shorcha l'tzonecha. So there's another pasuk that you could use for the aseit. Period. This is also a very big topic of Laila L'Kedusha and Yom L'Artza. Number one, I don't know if we have had a daf be'in shir about this, where we have chefsa shel mitzvos that could exist before the time of the ma'isa ha-mitzvos. We have a shir on that? We've definitely spoken about it in the past, and I don't remember if we had a daf be'in shir related to it. That is, for example, when does the status of lulav start? Only the morning of? Or when Yantav starts? When does the status of shofar start? The Shulchan Aruch says that if I have a shofar of Avodah Zarah, I have to be mevatel it before Yantav starts. The guy has to be mevatel it before Yantav starts in order for me be able to use it. Why before Yantav starts? Just before the morning of Rosh Hashanah. Why do you have to wait? Why do you have to have it before Yantav starts? The answer is, says the Bir Halacha, because it could be the status of shofar starts immediately when Yantav starts. You just can't blow it till the next day. But the status would start right away, and therefore one would require all the requirements for shofar to start at the beginning of Yantav. Okay, we'll talk more about that at the end of the shiur if we have time. But a specific discussion related to this, and that is, so what do we say? A karban, what was the stira? The karban on Leil Ches cannot be brought. Right, it's got to be on the day Ches. Asks Tosfos, what do you need a pasuk for to tell me that you can't bring it on Leil Ches? You can't do... Sorry? Day night, but you can't bring any carbon at night. You could do. You could finish off Hector Chalav Mevarim. But could you bring a carbon?
Is that night
Shmini
already?
Is that night Leil Shmini? So you're saying Leil Shmini is really not Leil Shmini. But I'm saying, but once you say, but it's still nighttime. You can't do Avodah at night. Biyom Savoso. You're right, even if it's Ches, but maybe that's, if you want to tell me that, oh, it's not, it's not anymore, but it's still nighttime. So Tosfos asks, where's the Tosfos? Yom Harsa, Yom Tomar. Maybe Yom Savoso Nafka. What is, Yom Bala Balaila, Gemara Megillah. You can't do any avodas at night. Hector Chalav Mevarim is just the leftovers, and that's finishing up. But we know you can't do any avodas at night. So what do you need the Pasuk for? So Tosfos answers, beautiful Lamdis. Leil Ches, is that Asur Mishum Laila of Kala Torah Kula, or is that also Mishum Mechusar Zman? Is it Mechusar Zman? A regular carbon at night. It's not Mechusar Zman, just a psul of Laila. So without this pasuk, I would have said that this night is only a psul of Laila. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. It's not only Laila, it's Mechusar Zman. That's the chiddush. Says Tosfos, Yesh Lomar, to be Ahu Kra, Lohavi Paslinan Laila, Sha'achar Shiva, Ela Kamoshar Lailos. And what's the Nafkamina? Whether it's Apostle Mishum Laila or Bechuzer Zman, if it went up on the Mizbeach anyway, remember, ninth parak of Zvachim, Im Allah Lo Yereid, if it went up anyway, does it stay up there and does it not come down? So if there's some type of Kedusha, it stays up there. So if it was just the problem of Laila, it would have stayed up there. So Lahachi, Tzarakra, Tahacha, Tavi Bechuzer Zman, Vim Allah Yereid, to teach me that it's a Bechuzer Zman problem and it goes down. The problem is Rashi. Not Rashi here, Rashi Beferish in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Vav. Rashi says that the reason that he quotes this whole Gemara about Laila L'Kedusha and Yom L'Hartza'ah, Rashi there, and Rashi says, bring the right one, yep. So Rashi says over there, Kuf Lamed Vav, he says, Kidamrina Bizvachim, Laila, I'm sorry, start from the beginning of the Rashi, Miyom Miyom Ashmini, Hu Diye Ratze, De Urta Lav Bas Hakravahu, De Chsiv, Biyom Savaso Lahakriv, Ala Bechal Nefel Nafki Le Bechazi La Kedushe, Kidamrina Bizvachim, Laila Kedushe Yom Maharsa. Rashi blends these sources, but he's throwing in there, Miyom Savoso. So ask Rabbi Kivega right there, what is Rashi talking about? It's a problem of Mechusar Zman. It's not a problem of Laila. That's the extra pasuk here. Like Tosfos says here. So why does Rashi quote the pasuk of Miyom Savosa related? So the Stipler says, maybe what Rashi means is that really after day 7, you know, theoretically you would be able to do it. But what chavs that's nighttime? The fact that it's nighttime is megala that it must be that still this is still Mechusar Zman. So it's really, you use both. Really, the time should be over now. But once we say that this time period is still mufka from avoda, so that's megala that the Torah really means that it's still mechusar zman. That's what the discipler says. This is in Zvachim and Siman Tes. The Ratzal Omer, the Zeo Time and the Kra, the Me'acher, the Be'emes Yotza Michal Chash Nefel Belal Shmini, Lo Medacha Aso Torah Liom Shmini. Vaho, Pirish Rashi, the Me'acher, the Belaila Belavach, he loves Man Hakravahu, Mishim Hachi, Kishabakas, the Likvalo Zman, Kavol Zman Aroy Lakrava, the Haino Yom Shmini. Ava, once the Torah says, Yom Shmini, Shum, Havi Belaila Gampatoris Mechuzer Zman, Milvach, Alaila Bas, Laila Lav Bas Hakrava. Okay, so you gotta put the sources together. Stifler and Simon Tess. Okay, we continue now. Let's move. Says the Gemara, Omar, Rav Hamnuna, Omer, Haya, Rav Shimon. Remember we spoke about Rav Shimon. Now we're getting back to Rav Shimon. Till the Mishnah. Rav Shimon was the Shita that said yesterday, Shchita she'ena re'uya lav shmei Shchita. And therefore any Shchita that does not bring about a heter achila is not halachically called a Shchita. Except for, we said, Shchut Echutz. That's the exception. But Gabi, Shchut Echutz itself, the Torah says is Aser. So you have to say it's a shchita lagabe that. But besides that, like for Osov as Bino purposes, we mentioned it is not called a shchita haruya. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Omar Haya Rav Shimon, ain Osov as Bino noy bekadshim. Right, we said this implicitly yesterday in Rashi. There's no Osov as Bino when it comes to karbanis. According to Rav Shimon, why? My time, Kivan Amar Rav Shimon, shchitas kashim nami shchita shein ruya. He, since according to Rav Shimon, every shchitas kashim is not ruya. Why? As we said yesterday, right after the shchita, you can't eat the meat yet. You gotta wait for the zrikas hadam. So the shchita itself is not matir, even though retroactively, as we said, you need the shchita, it's a crucial ingredient, that does not make it, though, into a shchita ru'uya. And therefore, so every time you shat the karban, it is not considered really a shchita, so therefore, there's not gonna be an isser for the other animal of Osav Espino, because the first animal wasn't shechted. Fine. Masa Rava. 1 second. From the following sorts, it's going to appear that Rav Shimon does have it by Kodshim. Let's see. Oso Vesbino. Kodshim Bachutz. You're going to have the permutations again. You have two karbanas outside. Rav Shimon Omer. Sheni below Sase. The Sheni is below Sase. The first one is Shute Chutz. Actual. Sheni below Sase. Why? Shahaya Rav Shimon Omer. Kolaroi Lovo Laachar Zman. Harehu below Sase Ve'ein Bokaris. Anything that is Roy below Sase Laachar Zman. So you're going to violate, but you're not going to get Karis. Rashi says. Here it's Shchutei Chutz. Even though there's no Karis because it's not Miskabel Bifnim. But still, it's below Sase because that's Rav Shimon Shita. That if something is going to be fit later on and you shecht it now, that's going to be a low Sase at least. Of Shchutei Chutz. The Chachamim Omrim, Kol She'im Bokaris, Eino Belo Sase. No, it's either all or nothing. All or nothing. If you shech the first animals, this animal is no longer Roy to be Miskabel Bifnim, so there is no Shchutei Chutz, period. The Kashilon, Kachim Bachutz, Sheini, Belo Sase. But 1 second, but we asked on that Brisa, but the second one is only a Lo Sase, right? But the Sulo, the Bachi is in, Kama miktal katal. But according to Reb Shimon, the first one is as if it was just killed, because it's not a shchita ru'uya. So sheini mekambo b'fnim hu, karis nami l'chayiv. But according to Reb Shimon, the first, you shaft the two karbanas outside, the first one is just like it was killed from the second one's vantage point. And therefore you should be chayiv karis, it should be full shchutei chutz. So v'amar Rav, and how did Rav explain that? V'amri la kedi, and some say anonymously, or kedi was the name. Chisrei machshav hakitani. You're right, but this is what how the brisa should read. Kodshim shnehem bachutz. If you shaft the two karbanas outside, l'rabbanon rishon on his kares sheni pasul upater. Right, the first one, the gadol rabbanon, the first one is kares. The second one is not. You're not going to be chayav shchutei chutz anymore, but it's going to be pasul for osov esbino. Right, that is the rabbanon. The Bach takes out the next three words. L'Reb Shimon, Shnehem Anushim Karis. According to Reb Shimon, you're right. They're both going to get Karis. Now, next case. Echad, we didn't get to the question yet. Echad Bachutz Ve'echad Bifnim. But if you have two Karbanas, one, the first one you did outside, the second one you did inside. L'Rabbanon Rishon Anus Karis. That's a regular case of Shchutei Chutz. Sheini Pasol. The second one is Pasol because it's Mechuzer Zman. Upatur, and you're going to be Potter. You're going to be Potter from Karis. L'Rebbe Shimon, Sheini Kasher. According to Reb Shimon, the second one is Kasher, right? Because there's no Osov Ezbeno here, because the first one was a Shchita Sheini Ru'uya, and he shechted a carbon in the base of Mikdash. So it's fine. echad bifnei v'echad v'chutz. What about the other order? What if you first did a carbon inside and then you did a carbon outside? Says the Gemara, l'rabbanan rishon kasher upater. That's what you're supposed to do. Sheni pasul upater. You're not going to be chayv karis for that, because that is also, it's not royally hikari pifim. L'Reb Shimon, sheni below sase. But according to Reb Shimon, the second one is only below sase. Why? The first one you shechted inside properly. But one second. The east, here's the question now. The east akadaydach ain't also vesbro noy bakachim. But if you say there's no also vesbro by kachim, because but kachim are not, is not called the shchita haru'uya, because the shchita does not allow you to eat the meat. So why in this last case? You shechted a carbon in the base of Mikdash, then you shechted a one outside the base of Mikdash. The second one, why isn't that a regular case of shchut echutz? Sheini amai belosa, save a sulo, karis amilachayev. Because that shouldn't be an oso vesbino problem, right? The first animal was not shechted properly. So that's a kasha. How could Reb Hamnuna say that Reb Shimon totally rejects the concept of oso vesbino by kachim? So, Ella, amar Rava, hachika amar Reb Huna. Got to modify Reb Huna a little bit. This is what Reb Huna means to say. Ein malchus oso vesbino, noi bakachim. Malchus of oso vesbino. There is some oso vesbino by kachim. But the malchus of oso vesbino when it comes to kachim. Why? Why? That's a big question. So we have our girsa, and then we have Rashi who changes our girsa. So let's first read our girsa. Rashi says this was this girsa must have been an adam charif u'mifulpal. Must have been a sharp mifulpal person who put this girsa in. Let's read it first. Our girsa says, Kivan tekama de lo zarek dam lo mishteri basar. Because, as we said before, since until the blood is sprinkled, the meat is not matired. So me idna de kashachit havi asra safik. Vasra safik lo shmasra. Rashi said this girsa says is hasra safik. So you never know, right? At the moment that you did animal A, you didn't, if you do this and you shackle another animal, it's going to be osov espino, but you don't know. Is this riga going to happen? Is it not going to happen? You know what's going to, so it's all hasra safik. So Rashi says that's Girsa A. Rashi does not like that Girsa. Rashi says in the third to last skinny line, Venira be'enai, delokar sinon leila haitaima. Right, that's not the reason that you're not going to get Malchus for Osov Espino because of Asra Safik. No, there's a more basic reason why you're not going to get Malchus for Osov Espino. Why? Because Rashi says, if you continue, Rashi takes out that whole line of Asra Safik, v'taima mishum de'ein shchitas asheni ru'uya. Because the second shchita was not roi, period. Mikiva chenishchat harishon v'nizrak damo havile shchitas harishon reuya. Because even Reb Shimon's going to agree. Fundamental machlokas, what we said before. Reb Shimon's going to agree that once the whole zrika takes place, then we are allowed to look at the first shchita as a proper shchita. Once that's true, then memelo, the second one, is an osov espino. The last one, hadalel de Reb Oshia. Right, we don't hold of what Reb Oshia said earlier, that Reb Shimon rejects the whole thing, and that is a shchita sheina reuya. So, machlokas, different day is, what exactly is the proper girsa of the Gemara? Period. The Azda Rava Latimei, finishing up, Rava says, the Gemara says that Rava, though, is going according to his reasoning. Rashi says, this is a continuation of what we just said. Rava, who holds the Basra Safik, right? This is Azda Rava Latimei, goes according to his reasoning. Dama Rava. He chulin ubana shlamim. Let's see, you have two animals. A mother chulin and a child karban. A child shlamim. Shachad chulin v'achach shachad shlamim, if you did it in that order. First you shech the mother chulin, and then you shech the shlamim pater. Why? Because before the second shchita, you're not sure if that's going to be a shchita haru'uya. Remember, what's hasra safik? Hasra safik means that there's some other doubt besides what's in front of you. Regular asra means I give you a warning and you are about to do this act. And if you do this act, you definitely violated the Avera. That's regular asra. Hasra something means there's another problem brought externally. So here, the problem is you don't know if the next act is going to happen. Another example of asra something is a boy is born 6 months after his mother got divorced and remarried right away. So you don't know who the father is for 7 months. So, and then he hits his father. He doesn't know one of the men. So you don't know. Hasra Savik, who's his real father? So I got another example. So if you shech the chulin and then the shlamim, you're going to be pater. Shlamim, akha chulin chayiv. Shech the shlamim and then the chulin, then you're going to be chayiv. Because, why? Because after the first zrika, you can even read this according to Rashi's girsa. After the first, the carbon was brought, and you did zrika sadam, then memela, that turns into a proper shchita. So then the second one is a real oso v'espino by chulin. Period. V'yama Rava, Rava also adds, he chulin b'da ola. What about if you have a chulin and ola? So then it doesn't matter. Lo mi bai shachar chulin b'akach shachar ola. Not only if you did chulin first and then ola de pater, are you pater? Because for sure, like we said earlier, that's a shchid shed ruya. The second one, that's hasra safek or shchid shed ruya. El afilu shachar ola, b'akach shachar chulin pater. Even in the opposite order. At first you shech the ola, and then the chulin pater. Even if you finish the ola, vote of the ola. Why? Shchita kamaisa lav shchita basachilahi. Shchita ruya, even with the zrika, the ola not eating anything. And therefore, it's going to be pater. Rav Yaakov Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan adds, no. Achilas mizbeach shma achila. As we had back in Piggle discussions, even achilas mizbeach is called an achila. My time, to my crop. The pasuk says, "Vim hey achel ye achel." Besides zevach shlamav, right? The pasuk says in tzav, "B'shtei achilas akazim medaber." Echad achilas anav, achel achilas mizbeach. So even achilas mizbeach, even ola burning on the mizbeach is called an achila. So that would be a shechita ruya. Even according to Reb Shimon, the Dvar Avram has an interesting discussion here. The Kavna Rav says in Chelik Beis Simin Vav Os Zayin. Says the Dvar Avram, according to this, maybe even if anything Achilas Mizbeach is called an Achila, so even Zrikas Adam should be called an Achila. And if that's true, what's the difference between burning and Zrika? And if that's true, so then Memela, this is arguing, the Reb Shimon must hold Kachem, Shchita is a Shchita Ruya. Because what we say, it's not mutter to eat the meat yet because you have to do the blood, but now it's mutter to do the Zrika, which itself is an Achila. So says the Dvar Avram, maybe, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon would for sure hold all of Osov Esmeno, regular cases, because Shchitas Kachim is a Shchita HaRe'uya. That's what he suggested. He says that his brother argued on him, because he doesn't call that a matir of an Achila, because Dam was an Usser beforehand, and it does become Mutter afterwards. Blood is blood, it's not like Basar. So therefore, he doesn't like it, but he defends himself against his brother. He says, no, he says, it's wonderful what he says, but I think he's wrong. He says, Ulam Avki Zedvar Chachma Diber Eino Nachon. It's beautiful how brothers are talking here. Anyway, that's the Kavna Rav, right here, Rav Avram Duber Shapiro. Anyway, we continue now. Says the Mishnah. Hashochet, getting into other issues of problems with the Shechita or not. So Hashochet, if it's a treifa, if I shecht an animal and it comes out to be a treifa, Hashochet, lavod a zara, Hashochet, paras chata, so I shecht the paraduma. Vishar haniskal, or even after an animal, the shar haniskal was nigmar hadin lamisa, I shechted it, even though I wasn't supposed to, I'm just supposed to stone it. The egla rufa, all these cases is a Shechita where it does not lead to a heter achila. So Reb Shimon poter, because it's a Shechita sheina ru'uya, v'chacham v'chayvim, because it's still a maisa Shechita. You don't need a Shechita ha-re'uya to create the chiv of Osov Esmeno. But, Hashochet v'nis navla biyado, if you do Shechita and you mess up, I mean, you don't do a proper Shechita, it becomes a nevela, one of the psule Shechita, v'anocher v'hama'aker, or I just kill the animal through its nose, or ma'aker, I rip out the simanim, pater misham Osov Esmeno. That is pater. What's the emphasis of pater for Osov Esmeno? Reb Kiv Eger says, but you're chayav for Sabal Echayim. Right, you're chayav for that. But it says, pater for Osov Esmeno, but you shouldn't be doing this to the animal anyway. Okay, period. Amar Shimon Lakish, Lo Shanu, when do we say this case? That according to the Rabbanan, you're chayav. In the case, let's say, for Shechita L'Avodah Zarah. Is Lo Shanu El HaShashachad Rishon L'Avodah Zarah V'Sheini L'Shulchano. If I shech two animals, one animal for Avodah Zarah, the first one, and then the second one for my table, for my needs, that's when I'm going to be chayiv for Oso Vespino for the second animal. Aval Rishon L'Shulchano V'Sheini L'Avodah Zarah Patur T'kim Le'Bedra Avaminei. But if the second animal is the Avodah Zarah one, then I'm chayiv Misa for that one. I'm not going to be chayiv Malchus, as we know from Maseches Ksubis and Bava Kamma and other places. I'm like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says we know this so well. I know what Rabbi Yitzchak is just teaching me. Zuafilu tidoka shemisrabi yodrosa. Says Rabbi Yochanan. Ask the 6-year-old. Everybody knows kimle bedraba minei. You always get one punishment. So what's the chiddush? What's Rabbi Yitzchak is telling me? So Ella, I think no. Pa'amim shafilu shachad rishon l'shulchano v'sheni l'avodah zarah chayiv. I can still come up with a case, even if the second one is l'avodah zarah. Still, you're going to be chayiv malchus for that case. For Osov Espino, why? Kigon, da asru be mishum Osov Espino, velo asru bo mishum Avodah Zarah. Like we mentioned earlier, the guy got hasra'a for Osov Espino, but not for Avodah Zarah. He was shechting it for Avodah Zarah, but he also got Osov Espino, but he didn't get hasra'a for Avodah Zarah. In that case, Rabbi Yochanan says you're going to get Malchus. That's what you see. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Ish Lakish say no. You don't get malchus in that case. Kivan dechi asur be pater. Since if he would have given asurah in that case, you would have been pater. Kilo asur be nami pater. You're not going to get malchus in that case. I'm sorry, brother-in-law, Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. Right? You're not going to get malchus in that case. Right? That's similar to the cases of as follows. V'yazdu l'taymayu. D'chiyasa Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Yisad, Chayvi Misa Shogin, V'chayvi Malki Yishogin, V'davar Acher. If somebody has a case of a chiyav Misa or a chiyav Malchus, b'shogeg. Meaning you did the act, we did it b'shogeg, and mamon. Davar Acher is mamon. So does Kimlei apply? So this is known as Tana de Bechizkia. Similarly, does Kimlei apply if you're not going to get the actual punishment? Meaning, the question is Kimlei about subsuming punishments or subsuming chiyuvim? That's the root issue of this machlokas here. If you say it's about subsuming punishments, if you're not going to get the punishment, you're not going to say Kimlei. If you say the chiyuvim are defined in a certain way, then even if it's b'shogeg, the chiyuv could be there. So that's this machlokas. You didn't get asras, so you're not going to get the punishments, so therefore you're going to get the lower level punishment. Since if you would have gotten Asra, your pater, that reflects that the Maisa is a Maisa Avera of the stringent punishment, and therefore, Kilo Asru Be Nami Pater. Right, what is knocked out by Kimlei? Is it only an issue of Onshim, actually, or is it an issue of defining actions? That's the lumdis of this machlokas. Vitzricha, and the Gemara says, we need both machlokos. We need the machlokas here by Osov Espino, and we need the machlokas over there in general about Misa and Malchus teaming up with Mamon. Why? De'i Yashmina Baha, if I only had the case here by Misa and Malchus, Avodah Zarah and Osov Espino, Paul Kamer Shem Elakish. Maybe that's where Rish Lakish would say his shita that you're pater. Why? Because Misa and Malchus are connected. The Gemara says elsewhere, Malchus b'maka Misa omedes. So you can say one knocks out the other. Alva Baha ema modulei Rabbi Yochanan. But if there's only money, maybe that's two different, totally different types of issues. So you'd be high of money, at least, if you don't get the stricter punishment. That's why you have to say the case over there. That's why you need both cases. Period. Just to mention, the same machlokas, the same issue in the Rishonim that we brought up back on Daf Yud Dalid could be the same discussion that we have here. What was Daf Yud Dalid? Long time ago. The Mishnah there said, if you remember, if somebody shechs on Shabbos, Shchitas o kshera. Even though he's chayav misa, his shchitas kshera. So all the Rishonim there ask, if you shechel on Shabbos, you're a mumar. Shchitas mumar is psula, is nevela. So how can you say that the shchita is going to be kasha there? The Rishonim ask the same kasha over here. We're talking about shchita l'avodah zarah, he's a mumar. So what are we talking about? That it's a shchita ruya, it's a nevela. It should be called nevela. For you, it shouldn't be chayav anything. Except for oso vesbeno. So the same answers that we had there apply here. Tosfos there said, maybe you only become a mumar at the end of the shchita. Afterwards, maybe he did it b'shogeg. Maybe it's not a mumar if you only do it once, right? All these cases are all the same answers that were brought up there are mentioned there. The Ran back over there mentions our Gemara. The Ran over there on Daf Yud Dalid, he asked the question and he says that he quotes the answer of maybe the difference is over there it's only b'farhesi to become a mumar and not b'tzina. B'tzina you become a mumar. And then he says, I'll bring you a raya. Then he quotes the answer of eino nase mumar an acher gemar shchita. Then the raya ladavar is pe aleph. Look over there. Why you chayiv? It must be she'ein she mumar alav ella me'osa shchita ve'elach. Must be afterwards. But then the Ran himself says v'yesh dochin v'lomar d'lo dami shabbos la'avodas elulim. Don't compare the two cases. Maybe you can't compare Shabbos and Avodah Zarah in terms of becoming a mumar. Deshochei l'Avodah Zarah, kivan she'eino oved osa ela im gemar shchita, bedinu she'nachshir shchita so harishona, she'ein nasas behechshir. Aval shochei b'Shabbos, hari betchila shchita so chilo Shabbos, dechovel hu. Hilkach afilo b'shchita so harishona, havi mumar shchita so psula. Maybe she'd mechalek. But then the Ran says back, maybe not. Because the second that you start killing the animal before you get to the shechita, it's makalkel. So it's only as a derabana, it's not as a daraisa. Do you become a mumar for chilul Shabbos derabanan? Right, it's only makalkel. Anyway, this is all the fun discussion that the Ran has over there. Makalkel b'chabura, it's a chayav repater. Anyway, that's the Ran over there, Daf Yud Dalid, relating to our Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here. We will continue by the ship tomorrow with Paras Chatas, discussion of Paraduma. The Parshas here is up. Everybody could enjoy OU.org, and we will continue. Okay, that's what I add. Something we mentioned yesterday. We mentioned ayal. Is it in terms of it being chayna behema? There's two different animals. There's an ayal and an ayal. An ayal is a ram, and that's a behema. An ayal is in the deer family, and that is a chaya. In the pasuk that we were talking about yesterday, that it's in the pasuk that lists behemas and chayas in terms of the heter achila. It's right in the middle. But two different types of two different animals, ayal and an ayal.